This is Normal Problems, a DCU comic verse, Teen Titans comic verse fanfic, written by Shrift and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Connell Tim Drake, with additional tags for Teen Titans, humor, first time, Young Justice, hand jobs. Summary. In which Con is bored and bad at geography. Tim has some time to spare. And kissing is the solution to life's problems. It just happens. Con's not really sure how it works, and it's not like there are any scientists around that he trusts to tell him how it works. But it's hella useful and a pretty awesome tracking device. All Cotton has to do is fly around until he's zoning out on the routine boredom of it, and then if he thinks about somebody, blammo, there the person is, way faster than Con can say mix picks the k. Okay. So far it only works when Con thinks about Red and Green and Robin. But since Rob's the hardest one on his team to find, Con can't help but congratulate himself on his most excellent detecting skills. Tonight, Tim is in Bloodhaven, perched on a tall building near the river. Con doesn't know which one, and doesn't much care. Geography isn't something that interests him, so long as he can find a place open all night that serves a mean fajita cheesesteak sandwich. Con thinks about landing next to him and saying hey for about half a second, but it's much more appealing to focus really hard and use his TTK to blow some icy cold wind up Robin's cape. But Freeze never gets old. To Tim's credit, he doesn't twitch a muscle until Con settles down next to him on the building ledge, and then he just slowly lowers the binoculars from his masked eyes and says, "What?" "Well, hello to you too, boy wonder," Con says. He makes a puppet out of his hand. "How've you been, super cool best pal of mine, Batman's little chum?" Tim just sighs and goes back to watching whatever he's supposed to be watching. And Con really misses the days when Tim would chant the Bat Commandments under his breath while trying to shake Con off his tail during a patrol. He guess his life's just too grim for that these days. "Jeez, what crawled up your ass and died?" Con asks, dropping the cheerful act. "Frostbite," Tim growls. Con's eyes automatically unfocus, and he x-rays Tim's lower half. "Tim?" Con says. "Why can't I see through your jock?" Tim's mask moves like he's trying to raise his eyebrows really high under there. "Radiation shielding." "Oh," Con says. Because it's not like he can argue with that, unless he wants to freak out about Tim having little bat babies someday, and he's totally not ready for that conversation, and probably never will be. "Your ass is fine." Tim's mouth twitches, and then curves into a full-fledged smirk. "Do you know what I mean?" Con protests, waving his hands frantically. "I have some guesses, but feel free to elaborate," Tim says, and the smirk on his face is the definition of evil, even without being able to see his eyes under the mask and binoculars. "You suck," Con mutters, and settles for smacking Tim's ass as revenge. Tim jumps just a fraction, his shoulders stiffening under all that body armor. Con laughs and points, probably for longer than he should, but it's not like they've had a lot to laugh about since Donna died. Slowly, almost lazily, Tim lifts one hand from his binoculars and then karate chops Con between the eyes. It hurts like a motherfucker. "Ow! How the hell did you get through my force field?" Con whines, cradling his smarting face. "Batgirl taught me," Tim says. "Now be quiet." "Fine," Con says. He kicks back on the ledge like he's got all the time in the world to wait. And as far as Con is concerned, he can wait through the entire semester of high school he's supposed to be going to in the morning. About 5 minutes later, Con asks, "So how long do you think this is gonna take?" "Patience, kid," Tim says. And that makes Con swallow hard, because it takes him back to the old days, with Arrowet and Imp and Wundy, when things didn't seem so complicated and nobody was dead because of them. Even when the whole world was against them, they still managed to make things work and come out mostly on top. It feels like a lifetime ago. Which is weird, since Con technically hasn't been alive for all that long. Con knocks his fist between Tim's shoulder blades. "Hey, remember when we used to hate each other?" "I never hated you," Tim says evenly. "And maybe it's even true in spite of all the muttered death threats over the years." "And now you're my best friend. Who knew?" Con continues. Because it's easier than telling Tim that he's lonely in Smallville, and he sucks at making new friends. He figures, why make new friends when his current friends are so totally cool? It absolutely has nothing to do with the fact that Con's used to trading on the big red S on his chest and has no idea how to relate to normal people, no matter what Clark might think. Off in the distance, a clock strikes. Con listens for the bongs. It's 4 o'clock in the morning here. Waking up tomorrow is going to suck, but Con really doesn't care. "What do you want?" Tim asks. He tucks the binoculars into his utility belt and gives Con his full attention. Con kicks his feet and looks up at the night sky. "Nothing. Just," he twirls his fingers, "flying around." Tim stands up, his cape swirling around his boots. "I have to submit a surveillance report, but I have some time." "Awesome," Con says, and picks Tim up and zooms off into the darkness. They land, Con thinks, somewhere in Iowa. Maybe Nebraska. Tim looks up at the cornstalks that are taller than he is and says, "Interesting choice." "Welcome to my new life," Con says, and sits down in the dirt. Tim squats in front of him. "No cable, huh?" "I know. It's like my worst nightmare," Con says. He flops back onto the ground. Tim sits next to him. The rows are narrow, and Tim's armored hip presses against Con's arm. "I was going to a private academy for a while," Tim says. "An all-boys school." Con groans in sympathy, but feels a little better anyway. "Did you have a roommate?" "Yeah," Tim says. "He drank." "Dude," Con says, "I wonder what it's like to have normal problems." Tim leans over him. His forehead is wrinkled over his mask. "Like what?" Con just looks up at him and doesn't think. Just says, "Like, I don't know, wanting to kiss your best friend?" Tim freezes, and Con's stomach does a queasy bounce. There's a roaring sound in his ears that could be an airplane, or could be his heart, or maybe just his brain catching up with the conversation and screaming, "No!" like Luke Skywalker. This could be bad. This could be very bad. Very, very stranded in Smallville without email or Adult Swim or Tim to count on bad. Con can't think of anything worse than that. Maybe Superman can teach him how to turn back time so he can take it all back? Tim finally tilts his head, forehead still wrinkled. that's a problem? You know I'm talking about you, right? Khan asks after a moment. Yeah? Tim says. I'm talking about kissing you, Khan says. Just to clarify, and not at all because he's maybe kinda stunned and frozen in place. Tim's voice drops an octave. Yeah. Cool, Khan says, and yanks on Tim's cape. Their first kiss almost isn't, their lips sliding across each other's as Tim falls forward. A second later, Tim's bracing himself on the ground, and Khan's leaning up, and it's better, so much better. Khan's kissed a lot of girls, but Tim is his first guy, and now Khan doesn't even remember why he was worried. Khan, Tim says. His lips are pink, and his face is flushed. Mask is still on, but Khan doesn't mind. He knows what Tim looks like under there. Knows his face. Knows his name. Knows that Tim's got really pretty eyes for a guy. He knows that as long as he's got Tim around, everything is going to be okay. No matter what happens. Khan flips them over and presses Tim into the dirt, kissing his wet mouth and his neck. Tim grunts and pulls off his gauntlets, shoving his hands up the back of Khan's t-shirt. Tim's fingers are warm and strong, and Khan wants more than this. He wants everything. He bites Tim's lips and fumbles with Tim's uniform, gathering his TTK because he just wants to get at Tim's skin. Wait, Tim gasps. Khan stops. Stops moving, stops breathing. But it's okay, because Tim is just pulling off his utility belt. His tunic parts, and Khan pushes his hand down Tim's tights. A few strokes, and Tim's dick is hard in his hand. Khan can't quite believe they're actually doing this, but as long as Tim's letting him, Khan isn't going to stop. He kisses him and strokes Tim's dick, sliding his hand up the t-shirt Tim's wearing under the tunic. He's always so covered up, and knowing what Tim feels like under all these layers is going to drive Khan crazy for the rest of his life. Tim gets his knee between Khan's thighs, and Khan just groans because now he's got something to rub against. He'd love to get his dick out and feel Tim everywhere, but it's too good already, and he doesn't want to stop what he's doing, not while Tim's making those soft noises in his throat. Tim's clutching at Khan's back, and Khan thinks that if he wasn't kind of invulnerable, it might actually hurt. Come on, man, Khan says between kisses. Give it to me. He wants Tim to give it up. To come, and to know that Khan did it to him. Maybe that's what he's always wanted from Tim, and he's been too blind to see it. Please, just... Tim's hands clutch him just a little bit harder, and then he comes. Mouth open, head back, neck exposed. Khan can't wait. He speeds his belt open and his zip down, closes his eyes, and brings himself off. Khan kind of collapses when he's done, pressing his forehead against Tim's sweaty neck and reminding himself that he really does need to breathe. It's weird for a minute. He can hear Tim's heart racing in his chest, but Tim doesn't say anything. He's trying to figure out what he can say to make this not be a mistake when he feels Tim's bare hand on the back of his neck. Hey, Tim says. So, Khan says. Underneath him, Tim snorts. Shut up. Tim shuts up for a bit, and Khan is fine with that, because he's pretty comfortable right where he's at. He maybe even drifts off for a couple of minutes, because the next thing he knows, Tim is shaking his shoulder. Con, Tim says. His watch is beeping. I need to be back in Gotham in less than 15 minutes. Sure, Con says, from the vicinity of Tim's shoulder. Fly back on Air Con. Just gotta make a stop at the farm for some new pants. The end. Reader's notes. So I kind of lost my voice this morning, and I was like, I sound like someone who smokes 7 packs a day. And Afflixia was like, you don't just sound like someone who smokes 7 packs a day. You sound like someone who smoked 7 packs a day for years and is on her 5th husband. So I don't know why I associated that particular character with Con, but I've had this fic on my to-do list for like 5 years at this point. And I really wanted to save a copy of this voice for posterity. I had to make, like, so many phone calls at work today. The voicemails were left. Strangers think I sound like this all the time. I don't even know. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.